Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
BJ and Jamie.
I agree with you on that building they're building downtown.
Is it's actually built.
It's already done?
It's done. They're taking reservations for its opening in September.
Yeah.
So it's called the Populous Hotel, and it's right on the edge of Civic Center Park, and it is hideous.
It is hideous.
So the architect is a woman, and I think it's a Jean. Maybe Jean is a man.
Yeah.
Probably a woman.
I have no idea.
Anyway, but so they went to see you, and then they went walking through all of Colorado, and they loved the aspen trees, and so they want it to look like the bark of an aspen tree.
Yeah.
It's hideous.
And the building, it's ugly as hell, okay? And here's the way I see it, though. I think this lady came back with this idea, and you know the nature lovers, they love their trees, okay?
Yeah.
I think she came back with this idea, and I think a lot of people thought to themselves, that didn't say anything, thought, man, that is ugly. But they didn't want to tell her. Because if you do, then you're anti-Earth.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And you don't want to be that person.
Right.
So you all look at it and go, oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, we should build that. That's gorgeous.
Well, yeah, it's like when you tell your wife that she looks good in that outfit.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't want to get in trouble.
Right.
And Jean will probably be a hothead and like flip out on people and fire them if they said that they don't like her
oh,
work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're completely against Earth and, you know, everything natural. You're against all that if you say, no, we can't build a building like that. That's hideous.
So when I see the building, again, it's downtown at Civic Center Park right on the edge. I don't think aspen tree.
Yeah,
I think a bunch of trolls live in there, like little trolls,
it's a treehouse.
Yeah,
almost.
Like a troll bungalow.
Yeah,
they
could
all
be
live
the
in there.
Keebler elves.
Yeah, it could be right
because they lived in a tree, didn't they?
Yeah, I think they did.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but that's what it looks like to me. But whatever, it's this new place. It's called the Populous Hotel. They're now taking reservations for starting in September 2024. It's like $299 a night. Now, here's what they said they did. It's the first carbon positive hotel. What does that mean? I don't know. But it's the first carbon positive. And supposedly, they planted 70,000 trees in Gunnison to offset the construction emissions.
Of this building?
Mm-hmm. They went to Gunnison. And supposedly,
is that helping us?
70,000.
I mean,
70,000.
Gunnison's a ways away.
It is a ways away.
Is that helping us?
And how do you plant 70? Have you ever tried to plant one tree?
Our boss was talking about that yesterday. Remember, he bought a tree for his house.
It's a process.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
You have to have a tube of water that goes around it and a whole thing.
Are you saying that you highly suspect that 70,000 trees were planted in Gunnison? I think Gunnison has plenty of trees, doesn't it?
Here's what I think they did. I think they took 70,000 seeds
Yeah.
And they dumped them, and they're like, some of them root.
Wait till these sprout in 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, now, if they do, right?
Now, yeah. Is any part of
most of them will be eaten by deer.
Is any part of the building that was built here near Civic Park, is any part of that, like, real? As far as the plants and stuff, the bark?
No.
Or is it just all facade?
It's facade, but it's like made out of carbon, you know, some carbon emissions positive crap.
Yeah.
Whatever we're into right now.
Yeah.
But the lobby is in wood tones, right?
So yeah.
It's supposed to feel really woodsy when you go inside.
Yeah.
And then when you get in the elevator, they have whatever the sound of the season is. Yeah. So right now it's like kind of springy.
Yeah.
So they'll have birds chirping.
Oh, well, yeah. Like early morning.
I only saw the picture. I've not seen it live. I didn't even know it was built yet. But I will say, looking at the picture, man, it looks like if it ever got a spark, that thing would be gone.
Their website sucks.
Wow.
I've been trying to book just to see what it would cost.
I did. Yeah.
And
did
every time I go there, it just says invalid hotel code.
I did that too.
On every single thing.
Really? Because the article just came out in Westwood, and it says that it's available for booking starting for September.
Well, and it says, like, the only dates you can pick is October. Like, it says October 15th and 16th, but then it just says invalid.
You can't. It won't let you do anything. Yeah.
Maybe they know you two are riffraff, and they don't want you down there.
I guess so.
You know, maybe... Maybe they got a computer screen down there. It popped up Spadil.
Yeah, they know our IP address.
Yeah, exactly. He's a never
this
good credit card.
Saying here.
Yeah.
$200 a night, that's not bad,
it's
right?
$299.
Oh, $299
a night. Yeah,
right, that's a little different.
Well, they said the rooms are really small, though. But
they
are. Supposed to, are they?
Did they are small.
So it says it's supposed to feel like you're in a yacht. In like a yacht stateroom. If you've ever been on a yacht, those staterooms are like this big, like, right? Yeah. I mean, because I watch Below Deck.
Yeah.
I know stuff.
Okay, well, we got another ugly building downtown.
Yay!
So everybody celebrate. So book your room today if you can.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.